you for joining us on our Bible Fellowship Church Friday Let's Talk. I'm not in my office recording, so it might sound a little bit different today, but we're going to give it a shot. So as we journey through the scriptures, or as we go through devotional passages, I kind of like just to pick up things that I'm working through that I might not say on a Sunday morning, but are things that I've continued to think about, other parts of a passage of scripture. And so one of the things I've been working on is Luke chapter 5 for our Sunday night crowd, and just enjoyed that. But there's a little phrase, you have Jesus who's going to heal a man with leprosy, and there's a lot of neat things in that. And we kind of discussed that on a Sunday night with the Sunday night group. But there's a little phrase at the end, and I guess that has been neat for me to be thinking about. But Jesus, so this is Luke chapter 5, verse 16, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. And so I've been thinking about that phrase since we did that on Sunday night. And what does it look like for us to remove ourselves, or as we see Jesus say, often he removes himself to prayer, to be away in a quiet place praying together. And I'm linking that with another study I'm involved in on the Sabbath. And I came to realize that when I think Sabbath, I think a day of rest. So Jesus worked 6 days, then he rested. But there's something I've been thinking about: Sabbath, prayer, or time with Jesus. How does that go together? Because a lot of times I think, if you're like me, well, I rested on Saturday. I sat and watched this, or I did this, or I took a nap, or whatever. But I haven't put the piece together of prayer and with the Lord and Sabbath, all that together. And so it was just neat to see Jesus do the miracle in Luke chapter 5. And immediately he went away and he spent some time in prayer. He went someplace where it was quiet to be with his Father, spend time communicating. And so I realized that most of us, our lives are so busy. So we'll take a 30-minute break, or we'll set this little bit of time where, well, we won't do this. But we haven't spent really any time prayer, and spend any time just thinking through a passage of scripture on my Sabbath. Maybe a little bit different than my devotions, but I'm with the Lord. It's set aside time to be with the Lord. It's set aside time to rest. It's set aside time to be quiet, that we're not going, we're not thinking about that. And so we're with the Lord. And so this might be a new concept for you too. And so I don't have 1, 2, 3, 4 figured out when it comes to this, but it's been something that I'm trying to process, one, through the Sunday night ministry, two, through a little small group ministry, and putting those things together and doing it well, setting aside time, downtime where I'm resting, set aside downtime during my resting day that I'm with the Lord. And as I'm with the Lord, I'm involved in the scriptures and I'm involved in prayer and working those things together. A thought that I'm also processing is sometimes our best ministry gets done when we're praying, not when we're working. Sometimes our best ministry gets done when we're praying, not when we're working. And we're so programmed to do, and we're watching Jesus as I am, in just going through one of the Gospels. Ministry, rest, ministry, rest, ministry, prayer, ministry with his Father, ministry in a quiet place. So I want to encourage you, as I'm trying to figure this out on my own, to do the same thing. Work hard throughout the week, but find time where you're resting, and find time that you put the Lord in that piece, and you also put prayer in that piece. So Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to have your word. Again, just to wrestle through it, think about it, work on it, because we're naturally not programmed to be followers of the scripture. We are naturally to be busy and going and accomplishing. And so we need your help in this. We need some teaching in it. Most of us know about Sabbath. but most of us haven't processed Sabbath with you or being with you, resting with you, building our relationship when we're resting. So thank you for that opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity that we get to communicate with you through prayer. So continue to use our time on this earth to bring glory to you in your power, your strength, until we get to meet you face to face. We love you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk. You have a great Friday.